Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. When you arrive in Provincetown Harbor, sunscreen and sunglasses on, you can't miss the Pilgrim Monument. That iconic bell tower has become the symbol of the seaside oasis, and for many people, a sign of rest and relaxation to come. The Pilgrim Monument turns 100 years old today. Dedicated in 1910, it commemorates the Mayflower Pilgrims' first stop in the New World, in Provincetown, 5 weeks before anyone set foot in Plymouth. Joining us to talk about the monument's centennial and its history is Laurel Gadasno, Education Program Manager at the Pilgrim Monument and Provincetown Museum. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you, Sasha. It's a pleasure to be here.
This monument, the Pilgrim Monument, it commemorates an important piece of New England history that I think many people may not actually know about, and that's that the first place the Pilgrims actually touched foot when they arrived in the New World was Provincetown. It wasn't Plymouth.
That's correct. Yes, yes.
But Provincetown felt that it wanted to commemorate that.
Yeah, around 1892, a group of Cape Codders got together, and they were tired of Plymouth getting all of the attention as the landing place of the Pilgrims. And they decided that they would build a monument at Provincetown to commemorate the event and kind of reclaim their history. So they raised about $92,000 and built the tallest tower that they could build for their money.
I was looking this up on an inflation calculator. $92,000 would have been about $2 million.
Oh, great. I'm glad you did that.
It seems like
I keep meaning to do that.
So it seems like that's a pretty big commitment of money.
It is, yeah. And they had actually hoped to raise even more money. Now, they did receive $25,000 from the state of Massachusetts and another $40,000 from the federal government. But the bulk of the donations were of $1 each from local people.
I understand that there was a competition for the design that got lots of local submissions, including many that were basically Egyptian obelisks, sort of
yes.
Bunker Hill Monument or Washington Monument, but that in the end the town went a very different route.
They did. They did have a competition and offered a prize, and really, as you said, the bulk of them were obelisks, and they didn't want an Egyptian obelisk because the Washington Monument was under construction, Bunker Hill. They wanted something unique, and they looked all over England and Holland and really didn't find any monumental pilgrim architecture. But at the time the monument was being built, the tower at Siena, Italy, the Torre del Maggio, was considered to be one of the most beautiful towers in the world. It's a Renaissance bell tower. And they decided to go with that because of its beauty and dignity.
So you mentioned, Laurel, that what the town wanted was something very different, and they really did get that. I mean, when you look at it, you sort of feel like you're in a European square.
Yeah. There was some controversy in local newspapers or from away as people saw it and said, why are you building this Italian tower over a New England town? But people grew to love it.
Now, that tower has become so iconic. I mean, especially if you're taking the ferry from Boston, you know you're getting close to P-Town when you see that distinctive tower on the horizon.
It really has become the symbol of the town. And for a lot of people, it means, I'm home, So people love it now.
So, as I understand it, going back to the history of the tower, the Pilgrims spent about 5 weeks in P-Town before they decided to move on to Plymouth.
Correct.
Now, I think anyone who's familiar with P-Town today, and, it really has quite a lot of incredible natural beauty, might think, why in the world didn't they just stay put? Why didn't they stay?
Because they wanted to be farmers. And they looked around at the land, and it was very sandy. They also knew that they would need water. The only water that they found was in ponds, and they were afraid that that would dry up in the summertime. They also encountered Native Americans, and that really scared them. So they thought, well, maybe we should make one more exploration. One of their members had been to Plymouth before, and he convinced them to take their small boat, the Shallop, and sail across the harbor. When they got there, they found the land was clear, a good harbor, river down to the sea, they said, this is the place for us.
So by going that extra distance, they got something a little more hospitable for setting up shop.
Because they didn't want to be fishermen. There was a lot of fish here. They wanted to be farmers.
And sort of other New England trivia related to this tower, I understand it's made entirely of granite from Stonington, Maine.
Yep, definitely.
And it's the tallest all-granite structure
in
the United States?
In the United States, yeah. It's really quite incredible.
When the tower was constructed, it was a big enough deal that President Theodore Roosevelt laid the cornerstone. President William Taft led the dedication ceremony. So why did this unusual tower on Cape Cod attract such political big guns? Was it just its historical significance at the time?
Yes, definitely. It was really a patriotic symbol at the time. And I think America was smaller. The name of the presidential yacht was the Mayflower. Patriotism was very important.
And it's a big enough deal this week as it celebrates its 100th birthday that I understand Governor Deval Patrick will be at the party celebrating
Correct.
It,
yep.
the 100th.
Yep.
You know, this is where I have to admit, and I'm embarrassed to admit this, that although I've seen that tower so many times, I've never climbed it.
It's a pretty easy climb, surprisingly. 116 steps and 60 ramps. So it's kind of two flights of stairs and then a step and a ramp around the interior. And it only takes 8 minutes to get to the top. A reporter was here the other day and said in his article that he made it to the top in 3 minutes.
He must have been sprinting.
Yeah, well, a young man in a hurry.
Can it get your heart pounding as much as climbing, say, Bunker Hill Monument in Charlestown?
Oh, it's a lot easier than Bunker Hill. Yes, it's a good, heart-healthy climb up the tower, but easily done. We have people who are 80 or 90 years old go up the tower. You can stop anywhere along the way. There are windows.
And probably get some great views.
Yep, exactly. And look out the windows there.
Laurel Gadanzo, Education Program Manager at the Pilgrim Monument and Provincetown Museum, thank you for coming on Radio Boston.
Oh, you're very welcome. And I hope that you'll be able to come down here and visit us at the Pilgrim Monument sometime.
I plan to. Thanks
okay.
a lot.
Great.
To see pictures of the monument, check out a slideshow on our website, wbur.org/Boston.